that's been living off Mexican food. Grover trembled behind the wedding dresses. The monster's shadow passed on. Silence, except for the rain. Grover took a deep breath. Maybe the thing was gone. Then lightning flashed. The entire front of the store exploded, and a monstrous voice bellowed, "Mine!" I sat bolt upright, shivering in my bed. There was no storm, no monster. Morning sunlight filtered through my bedroom window. I thought I saw a shadow flicker across the glass, a human-like shape. But then there was a knock on my bedroom door. My mom called, "Percy, you're going to be late." And the shadow at the window disappeared. It must have been my imagination. A fifth-story window with a rickety old fire escape. There couldn't have been anyone out there. "Come on, dear," my mother called again. "Last day of school. You should be excited. You've almost made it." "Coming," I managed. I felt under my pillow. My fingers closed reassuringly around the ballpoint pen I always slept with. I brought it out, studied the